You're listening to Principal Broadcasting, featuring the League of Professionals with Muriel Donnelly, weekdays 10 to 4 p.m. with current topics to elevate your career to the next level.
John Stevens here with Principal Broadcasting, and today I have a very special guest joining me, Jackie Marling. She is a life and wellness coach, and we're going to learn a little bit about her business today, Busy Bodies, Quiet Minds. She operates out of Puerto Rico in the wintertime, and of course, in the summertime, she's in Massachusetts. It sounds like she's got the perfect life. Let's welcome her to the show, Jackie Marling.
Hi.
Hi. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. So why don't you just tell the audience a little bit about what you do specifically to help both the people of Puerto Rico and Massachusetts?
Well, in Puerto Rico, I decided to go with an Airbnb type of setting so that you can have an immersed experience. And it depends on the individual in terms of what they want. I teach hypnosis and meditation and invite people to be present in the moment and be able to take those skills back to their busy lives. I primarily at this point work with people with illnesses and cancer patients, and I assist people with a cannabis referral so that if they're traveling, they are able to still be able to take their cannabis for pain relief or whatever it is that they're doing. And what I discovered from my own experience is it's very difficult to travel with an illness or if you've had something major happen in your life. And having a kitchen that, you know, you can use and a beach that's 5 minutes away to walk and a pool and just have downtime. Or if you're adventurous, I can point you in a direction of going to the hot springs or taking a walk in El Yunque. I also talk with people. I'm not a medical practitioner. I'm a licensed therapist. But I do talk with people about, you know, their diet, their exercise, their supplements. And I also offer free use of a machine called the Beamer, which helps with microcirculation. So it's all encompassing. And I'm doing it in Puerto Rico first because it's a great place to travel to. But I also in Massachusetts, I have a an old farmhouse, and I live out in the country, and I'm on 14 acres. So depending, I may start that up again. I may start that in the retreat aspect in Massachusetts maybe next year.
That would be fantastic. I think we could use something like that here in the States. And Jackie, I had a question actually. What kind of pains does the cannabis treat? Is there a way to target it? I mean, I know a lot of people, my father being one of them, who suffers from back pain. He doesn't like to use the cannabis specifically because I think of the psychoactive effects. He says it makes him paranoid. So is there a way to kind of get that to a specific area where you, if you just want to focus on the pain, you're not going to have to deal with any of those psychoactive effects?
Well, one of the things that I'm working on is if you could eat the leaves or juice the leaves. Now, in California, oncologists, along with traditional treatment, people are juicing anywhere from 4 to 8 ounces. That's a lot of cannabis leaves. But in my own experience, I mean, I have two personal experiences. One is a car accident, and one is a breast cancer survivor. And so pain is a big factor, and I'm fortunate because I've had years of hypnosis to manage that. But what I discovered is actually eating the leaves. I like things to be easy. I didn't want to buy a juicer, so I found out, you know, how many leaves to eat. And for mild pain, you eat a couple of leaves a couple of times a day, and you don't get the psychoactive effect. I've been in the field for 30 years as a therapist, so people do. There's the pros and the cons of cannabis, and people do get those, you know, bad side effects. And that's what I'm hoping to solve. And because it's kind of a new frontier, if you will, doctors are finally coming on board. I just found one in Massachusetts that has experience with the cannabis and provides a nice little psychoeducation. But I think we're still at the point of trial and error. And again, I'm still searching for those doctors that are really knowledgeable in making those connections. So I'm in the very beginning of my own journey to help others in terms of the cannabis piece. In other words, in Puerto Rico, if you have a updated medical marijuana card in the States and your diagnosis is the same that Puerto Rico honors, which is quite a number, then you can I assist someone to see a doctor there. It's a pretty lengthy kind of thing, but anyway, they have reciprocity, so it's a little bit, I don't want to say easier, but it's a little bit arduous, less arduous for a tourist coming in,
right,
than because they're also in the very beginning, the beginning stages. The other thing that your father might consider for pain is suppositories. So
really?
Because I go back and forth,
yeah.
I haven't visited. I've had contact with some dispensaries in Puerto Rico, but when I go back in the fall, I'll be touring different dispensaries to see, you know, what kind of education they provide. But the dispensary in Massachusetts, the individuals that are assisting you in the purchase of it, they have their personal experiences, but they're not clinicians or anything like that.
Right.
But I do have on my my website, there is a section for resources for all different kinds of cancers and research articles on cancer treatments. I think that the if your dad is looking for something that doesn't cause the psychoactive, then he would look at the CBD instead of the THC
yes,
the THCA. And it's really trial and error. I mean, like, getting personal, but my husband has very severe rheumatoid arthritis, and he tried a CBD, and it gave him energy, and it doesn't produce any psychoactive, and it reduces pain, and that particular strain didn't do anything for me. They also have drops and tinctures of the actual cannabis that also does not create a psychoactive effect. And I think what's important for people to know is that if you don't smoke it, burn it, or cook it, that does not activate that psychoactive effect of THC.
That is probably some of the best information to know. Jackie, unfortunately, we have used up our entire segment.
Okay.
I cannot believe you came on here nervous that you wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Well, I'm more nervous about that. I talked too much about, you know, all the different things.
No,
anyway.
I think it's fantastic information. Now, Jackie, could you just give us a little information about Busy Bodies, Quiet Minds, as far as where we can find you online? Do you have a Facebook page or a website, anything like that?
I have a Facebook page that says Busy Body, Quiet Minds. I have a website that is JackieMarling.com. And what is most important to me is on my site is a free audio download. It's a relaxation hypnosis CD. I made it 30 years ago. I want to make it available to as many people as possible. And hopefully next year I will have one for people dealing with cancer and health issues in terms of coping.
Wonderful.
So,
Jackie okay. Marling, everybody, thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate it. And again, thank you for what you're doing. And thanks for sharing your story with us. And we wish you the best of luck.
This is Principal Broadcasting, the professional's choice.